Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Please, on location on the bridge of the Starship Enterprise, the old one.
The original.
Starship Enterprise, hey, I never thought I'd ever be here, but I am.
So cool.
For the music stylings of Leonard Nimoy, a bit of a special here on the show this week.
Spock sings.
Yes. As well, you know, unfortunately he passed away in 2015. But hey, he lives on in music, and here I'm on the Enterprise. Can I press some buttons, Daffodil, please?
No, you're not pressing any of the buttons.
I am pressing
buttons.
I'm pressing one. There. And what happened? Nothing.
I'm sure we'll find out shortly.
Oh, let's press a few more.
After you vent all the oxygen out of the bridge or something.
No. Oh, look, there's a nice picture of the Earth up on the screen now. That's cool. Let's see what happens if I press a few more.
Don't blow up the Earth.
No, I'm not going to blow up the Earth. Now look at that. Now I have a picture of Pluto. Or is it the moon? I can't really figure out. Oh, well. I was never good at astronomy. Anyway,
no.
On the show this week, we've got all Leonard Nimoy all the time. Except when we're talking.
Because neither one of us is Leonard Nimoy.
No. Oh, look, Spock's viewer. And let's see if I can... I always wonder what that blue light meant. And, oh, look, I can surf the internet on it. Let's find my Facebook page. There it is.
Come back.
Okay,
back to topic.
Okay, never mind. I just got a little distracted here. I'll just turn the viewer off and just to say, there we go. Okay. We've got to start off our set. We have Highly Illogical by Leonard Nimoy shortly. But we're starting off with The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
Which is our obligatory Lord of the Rings reference.
Yes, right here on...
Cheese Please salutes Leonard Nimoy.
On the Starship Enterprise! Yay!
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo Baggins is only 3 feet tall. Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Bilbo Baggins, he's only
Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. High dramatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
Cheese, please, with Leonard Nimoy's Highly Illogical, and before that, the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
That's funny.
On our salute to Leonard Nimoy on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese, Please, and tonight we're out of this world in outer space.
Yes, on the Starship Enterprise, and I have to be, I don't want to annoy the Trekkers. I want to say this is the Constitution class, the one that Kirk was on.
The original.
No, you can't say that because there were more before that. You know, there was more Enterprises before that. You can't say that. That's not a good thing to say, Daffodil. You got to realize that.
I am not one of those who's a what's it duts.
What's that supposed to...
See, that's what happens when you push the button.
Oh, no, something, so we're being attacked, man.
All right, get me out of here. Okay. Get me out of here.
Warp this freaking thing out of here, please.
Get me out of here.
I don't care where. Just hit the button. Warp something. Fire, phasers, whatever. Come on. There we go. Let's get out of this freaking place. Whoa, I never thought this would happen. We're on cruising speed.
That's what happens when you push the button.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me, Daffodil.
And now you're going to blow up the warp core.
No. Show. Okay, reduce speed. Come on, yes, reduce speed. Slow down. Let's get it back to cruising speed. Sublight. You know, impulse power. That type of thing. That was not me, Daffodil. I don't care what you're saying.
You pushed a bunch of buttons, and 5 minutes later, people are shooting at us and trying to kill us. I think
Stand
it's your
down,
fault.
Stand down, Riddler. Thank you. Stand down, Riddler, please. Thank you. Okay.
Wow. All your fault.
No. Back to the show here. Oh, that just like freaked me out for a moment.
That was a little intense. Oh. I hope that doesn't happen again.
Okay, when it's really intense, like they say, play a record.
Yes.
Here's Leonard Nimoy actually covering some popular songs of the time. Both Sides now coming up shortly. But now his take on CCR's Proud Mary, right here on...
It's a salute to Leonard Nimoy with your friend Snarfy the Daffodil on Cheese, Please.
a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. I cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the Riverboat Queen. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Down to the river, I bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, 'cause you have no money. People on the river are happy to give. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Nobody has to know about this.
Hey, we're cool with that.
Oh, don't look so shocked.
Cheese, please.
Swirls and curls of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. There's rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You're leaving laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all.
tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
Please, with none other than Leonard Nimoy doing the Judy Collins, Joni Mitchell song, Both Sides Now.
I've heard worse versions of that song.
And before that, Leonard Nimoy, of course, doing Creedence Clearwater Revival song, Proud Mary.
I don't know if I've heard worse versions of that song before.
My name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and welcome back to Cheese Please. We're saluting Leonard Nimoy. We're on the Enterprise.
As a matter of fact, Spock's here to ask to actually respond to what he thinks about our tributes.
Most illogical.
Yeah, well.
Totally.
Are you sure about that, Spock?
Most illogical.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Anyway.
Well, he had 5 albums.
Really?
5 albums.
5 albums.
The first one was Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space.
Oh, yes, yes. That's where Highly Illogical, I believe, we played earlier, came from. The first album. What else did he have?
He actually is sampled on a song that reached number 3 on the U.S. pop charts and number 1 on the dance charts.
Oh, I remember that in the late 80s.
In the late 80s, Pure What's Energy. On Your Mind, Pure Energy.
Pure Energy. That was from Star Trek The Motion Picture.
The clip. He was also the chauffeur in the music video for the Bangles cover version of Going Down to Liverpool.
Yes, I've seen that a couple times on YouTube. What else can you tell me other than him being Spock?
He actually started out teaching other people how to act.
Oh, really? That's rather interesting. He was also in many other television series shortly after the whole Star Trek thing ended in 1969. He got a reoccurring role on Mission Impossible, which, as a matter of fact, was filmed on the same lot as Star Trek. So he just, you know, went to another soundstage.
Here's a trivia question for you.
Ooh, let's get one.
When did Nimoy and William Shatner first work together?
Oh, you got me on that one.
They appeared together on an episode of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, really?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the makeup guy over at MGM, who was the same studio as The Man from U.N.C.L.E., they helped out with his Spock ears. Did you know that?
No.
They helped out with his Spock ears. Fred Phillips was having a problem with his Spock ears on the set, on the Desilu lot, so they went over to MGM, and the makeup guy over there helped him out. So they made perfect Spock ears, and the rest is history, right?
The rest is history as we know it.
Because Man from U.N.C.L.E. was done on the MGM lot.
Yes.
There we go.
All right, more music.
Yes, let's get back to the musical stylings of Leonard Nimoy on the countryside. Strange but true.
What have we got coming up?
Oh, you're supposed to... Oh, whatever. Okay, we got Gentle on My Mind shortly, originally done by Glenn Campbell, and we're starting off with a Johnny Cash classic, I Walk the Line,
right here on Cheese, Please.
You just memorized we're on the Enterprise, right?
Yes, exactly.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. Got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
When is being cheesy not stinky?
Cheese, please.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory and keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy climbing on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing and forgiving as I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the backwoods by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Jeez, please, with none other than Leonard Nimoy and Gentle on My Mind. Before that, we had Walking. I Walked the Line. Of course, he was walking somewhere, but you know. Leonard Nimoy. And this is our musical stylings of Leonard Nimoy special on the show this week. And here for on the Starship Enterprise.
I did get a call during the last song.
A call?
I got a call.
Because, what do you mean? You used your communicator, Daffodil.
Fine. I use my communicator.
Yes.
Captain Kirk wants to know when we're doing an all Captain Kirk show.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. I never really thought about it. I just, you know.
Mr. Shatner and I are Twitter friends.
Oh, really?
So he always knows how to find me.
Really? Well,
when he heard we were doing an all Leonard Nimoy show, he wants to know when he's having his turn.
Well, I'll have to think about it. I mean, he has more than one album now.
He does, and he definitely qualifies for our show.
I always liked the guy with the ears, I confess. You know, that's how I looked at it as a kid. And come on, Daffodil, he had the most fan mail in the 60s. So Shatner's a little jealous now that we're doing a profile on Mr. Nimoy.
I think you're right.
Well, we'll have to think about that.
It's time for us to get off this ship.
Okay, so let's head to the turbo lift. Okay, we got to report to the transporter room and get back to the van somewhere on Earth.
They're going to beam us down.
This has been fun. I want to play with this. Can I hit a few more buttons?
Look, the last time you hit buttons, somebody shot at us.
Okay, well, never mind that. Okay, we got to head off the transporter room. Until next week, folks.
We have a song. What is it?
Oh, it's called Spock Thoughts.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, which was Cheese Please, with your hosts, Snarfdude and Daffodil. Come back next week for more Mayhem, Mayhem, and more.
Goodbye!
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.